This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. In addressing the topic of total surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, Paul wrote in Romans 12, verse 3, I say through the grace that is given to me, without exception, to every person among you, not to commit Satan's sin of pride and think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but instead we are to think soberly, take God's word seriously, according as God has dealt to every believer faithfulness. From this text in Romans 12, verse 3, we discover this truth. God rewards for faithfulness. God wants us to work out what Christ works in. Hey, think about your life and the value of faithfulness in it. When you wake up in the morning, you expect the alarm clock to work, the coffee maker to turn on at the right time so you can get your caffeine fix to help you through the day, the starter on your motorized vehicle to turn over your engine, the traffic light to turn red the moment you approach the intersection, and you expect your boss to be grumpy when you show up late for work. So too with God. Since faithfulness is expected in everything else in life, God expects His followers to function in faithfulness to Him. Paul spent a great deal of time at Corinth, which served as the site for the ancient Corinthian or Isthmian Games. At the beginning of those Isthmian Games, the organizers held an event. They gave each competitor a lit torch, prescribed a course, and told the competitors that rewards would be given to those competitors who finished the course with their torch still lit. Seeking to finish first as in a race, some of the competitors raced to the front. But as they did, the flame of their torch went out. Others kept a steady pace, stayed true to the course, helped others along the way, and obeyed the rules of the event. At the end, others had beaten them to the line, but the only competitors who were rewarded were the ones whose torches remained lit. Because of salvation, each believer is running a race, 1 Corinthians 9, 24-27. To win that race, each believer must finish with the torch of his testimony still lit. Although the torch of that testimony may flicker at times, there are others in the race who can help other participants to keep their torch lit. Those others are faithful disciplers who model, mentor, and minister the truths of God's word to those who desire to grow in the Christian faith. May each believer keep his torch lit, faithfully run the race, and help others to win the crowns of faithfulness that God promises to His own.